This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Individual businesses and entire industries are working to make sense of the new political landscape in the U.S. It feels good to be a power company that uses coal. For others, like hospital chains who benefit from subsidies in the federal health care law, the prospects are not as positive, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
One clear promise Donald Trump made was to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. But big medicine supported Obamacare because, as a result, hospitals have had more insured patients and health plans and pharmaceutical companies have had more customers. But somebody has to have won as a result of the election, right?
I don't think that there are many major winners in the healthcare industry.
That's Megan McHugh. She teaches emergency medicine at Northwestern University. She says hospitals stand to lose pretty big if the Affordable Care Act is repealed. And it's still unclear how Trump plans to regulate the pharmaceutical industry. So it's not any part of the medical industry that won, but
there are a lot of people who didn't want Obamacare and didn't like it once it was passed. So those are the folks that won.
Some industries did feel a bit rosier about the future after the vote, like those in the energy sector, specifically in fossil fuels. John Larson heads the Rhodium Group's U.S. power sector.
President-elect Trump has promised to roll back regulations on power plants and other parts of the energy sector, while also opening up and expanding drilling for oil and gas.
Trump has also said he would undo environmental regulations to boost coal mining and make it easier to build oil and gas pipelines. But Ethan Zendler, an analyst at Bloomberg New Energy Finance, says Trump may have put himself in a tough spot.
You know, he's talked a lot about being very supportive of the natural gas industry and being very supportive of the U.S. coal industry, when in fact those two industries, to some large degree, are directly in competition with each other.
That's because domestic natural gas is abundant and cheaper than coal. Zindler says policy can only do so much. Market forces will end up deciding the winners and losers in the energy sector. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.